I just realized on my clock, World Diabetes. It's a major holiday. It made the clock, the time website. That thing only puts major holidays on.
There you go.
Diabetes. Hour one, on we march. Eric Lee Show, Matt Hall, downtown Decatur. Happy Thursday. We got a lot going on this week, of course. It's high school football weekend coming up. And in addition to that, you know, the weather starts getting a little rough, and we get a chance to chat with our friends from Ameren, and Ben sent us Ron Pate to talk about some safety things out there. What a week. This wasn't because it snowed. You were planned a week ago. We just happened to get the bad weather after you were planned. Maybe that was the bad luck sign.
I hope not, but yeah, we haven't, it's the middle of November, and we've had two measurable snowfalls so far.
Yeah,
so it's
unbelievable.
In our favor, that's right.
We're not even halfway through November yet.
Oh, man.
Crying out loud. Take it easy, Mother Nature.
It's dark outside already. So.
Yeah. It's horrendous. Tell me about a little bit about what you do, about your message here. Down power lines and vehicle safety kind of
thing. Yeah, definitely. Eric, I appreciate the opportunity to get on them because it is a factor that a lot of people don't realize. We have about 3,000 poles across Illinois here every year. And some of those, of course, cause wires down on the cars.
Sure.
And a little behind-the-scenes story on this. I'm so proud of a young lady by the name of Jordy Curtis. She lived around the Champaign area, and she was on her way home. This was in 2017. She was a high school student, 16 years old.
Yeah.
Big storm came across, blew wires down on top of her car.
On her car.
Right, and it's laying right there. She panicked. She stepped out of the car and started running away from it. Later finding out how potentially dangerous that could have been. She could have been electrocuted.
Yeah.
And even suffered from anxiety because of that. Mm. So instead of kind of withdrawing and stuff, she goes, how can I help other people to understand what you're supposed to do in that situation? So she went to our operating center in Champaign. Got a hold of some people there and said, can we educate people and get something going to the correct way to if you have to exit a car.
This is a high school girl.
This is a high school girl.
Wow, that's impressive.
So we thought, you know, we as Ameren, we drive 30 million miles a year with our employees and stuff. So we've got a driver education. We thought this is a great way to expand that to the public. So we hosted an event for the media, invited a few of the driver education in the throughout the state to that, and they just jumped right on it. You know, this is something that our folks need to know. And so we've got a whole program out on Ameren.com. It's called Driver Ed, /Driver Ed. They can go out on that. We've got quizzes and how you should actually operate that. So quite a story, and credit to Jordy for that.
They might have taught us in Driver's Ed, but yeah. I don't think I've ever been taught. Matt, what do you do? You're sitting in your car, and you obviously know don't get out. But what do you do if a power line falls on your car?
I thought I did nothing. So,
you don't turn a car off for nothing.
Ding. Matt got it right.
Not a thing.
My dad was a lineman for 40 years. I learned that. But yes, that's.
Absolutely. And that's what the message I really want to get out this afternoon, Eric, is because a lot of people don't know that and what to do. And you if that happens to you, you stay put.
Does this happen a lot? People in the car and they end up with a car?
It does.
Maybe like an accident?
Yeah, an accident like that, wires down, the drive over wires, whatever the case might be. But the number one thing is to stay in the car. Call 911. We'll get there. We'll make sure the lines are de-energized. And please make sure that you understand that any line, even though it's not smoking, it can still be energized.
So you
know that's the case. So the only time that we would absolutely want you to leave the car is if it starts smoking or the car is actually on fire.
Okay.
Or something. Then you have to exit. And this is what is so important about that, is that you can't touch the ground and the vehicle at the same time. You then become the ground and get electrocuted.
Really?
So in the event that you have to call, and again, that's the last resort, call 911, we'll get there. But if you feel like you have to exit the car because of fire, you jump as far away as you can, never touching the ground and the vehicle at the same time. You jump as far away as you can, and then what people don't realize too is that you can still have a potential there. So you have to either bunny hop away from the point that you land or shuffle your feet, because if you spread too far apart, the potential becomes great and you become ground again.
Wow.
So you get about 35 feet away, you're safe, make sure people stay away from it, and we'll be there as soon as we can.
Yeah, I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
I'm not jumping out of my car ever. There's just not room in there for that for me. So, go out a window? I don't know. I don't know what the alternative could be.
Yeah. And again, it depends on what the situation is.
Obviously, you never want to touch the wire, so if it's draped over your door.
Right.
can you use your door to move the wire?
No. Just stay right there.
Pretending your car is on fire, you got to get out of there.
Then you find the access that you can get out. The main thing to remember is you never touch the vehicle or the wire at the same time that you're touching ground. So you have to clear that. You have to be that bird in the sky for a period of time to get away from that vehicle.
Got
to
have some rise.
Yeah, a little bit. You know?
If you find a way to get both your feet so you can jump away from it, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Don't be my size. That's one way that'll help.
Or to get a bigger car.
And then obviously things you probably have to tell some people that you think you never have to.
Well, what was encouraging about Jody, if I can go back for just a minute, Eric, is that we started showing this and demonstrating to high school there at Champaign, her school. Well, about 2 months after this happened to Jody, apparently there was a group of four girls in a car. They had listened to what the message had been from Jody and the demonstrations that we gave. Same thing happened to them. They came across in a storm, poles down, wires against the car.
Wow.
They talked amongst each other and said, hey, we just had this training. We're going to stay right here. She potentially saved the lives of those four girls, or at least one of those four girls.
What happens if – I can see if you're sitting and you're in park, you're physically driving, and it comes down on you while you're moving. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you trying to stop or do you just keep going? I mean – You want them to stop if something comes down and maybe you're in movement. I know that's good.
It depends on the situation again, but most of the time it's going to stop you. Pole is going to be there, wire is going to be there, it's going to be on there. So most of the time you're going to be stopped anyhow. Gotcha. But
and then just call?
They call 911.
Is there anything in the car you're not allowed to touch? Or are you pretty safe in the car?
You're, as long as you're in that car and not touching ground or anything that would ground you at that point, you're safe. Stay in that car. And 99 out of 100 times, that's what's going to happen. The car's not going to catch fire. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
And you stay put, and we'll get there as quickly as we can.
Get somebody out to pull that wire off, and you'll
make it safe. And remember, again, I think a lot of people say, well, it's not sparking, it's not smoking, so it must not be energized. I'm safe. That's not the case at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd be afraid of it at any point.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. So, all right, so that's your downed power line and vehicle safe. Never touch a down power line ever.
That's right? Correct. And that's one of the messages we put out. We have a storm, regardless of ice storm, we're facing that time of year now or whatever the situation might be, a tornado in the summer. You know, there's wires down, obviously. That's our number one message, to make sure that people stay away from them. And we actually have people that go out and stand, wire watchers, we call
them. I didn't know if it's a power line.
Assume it's a power line.
Assume it's a power line.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to think, well, that might be cable, that might be telephone. But assume it's a power line, we'll get there and verify what it is.
I mean, it is significantly bigger, right?
Yeah, sometimes you've never seen any of them. Right, you could have a service wire that's about the same size as cable. For the novice to look at that and decide what it is, we don't want them doing that.
Especially in a storm, in the dark.
Yeah,
absolutely. Some goes, probably the most common is it being on your vehicle and you're not in it. So.
Yeah.
Don't get in the car and drive away.
No.
Don't try to move it.
You walk out in the morning, there's a wire down there. Again, get back in the house, have another cup of coffee, call us. We'll be there as quickly as
you
can.
There you go. Anything else?
Things are going well. Again, we got kind of a rough start to the winter, but we're prepared. We practice year-long to respond to emergencies, both gas and electric, and that's what our employees out there to serve the customer.
So, again, if some driver's ed class or even – there's nothing wrong with teaching the 10 to 12-year-olds this, because they might tell mom and dad what they learned and what not to do. You said they can find this information on your website, right?
Yeah. Just go out to Ameren.com. It's Ameren.com. Driver's Ed. Yeah, and that'll get you where you want to go. There's a PowerPoint that they can look at. There's a quiz, kind of make sure that it stays fresh on the memory. And it's something I appreciate you saying that, because I think it's something the families need to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good one. Even if they just run home and say, what would you do, and quiz your parents.
Yeah. See if you can catch them up. If they get the right answer, that's great.
If it is on fire, what do you have to make sure you do? Not touch the ground. I would not have thought of that. I might have been diving away just in fear anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going out head first, toppling out.
There you go. Find that exit.
And just hope nothing's touching by the time I hit the ground.
Exactly.
All right. Great stuff, Ron. Thanks for coming in.
Every time. It's a pleasure.
Anything else? We touch a basis?
We're all good.
All right. Well, there's more information on that. Again, go to Ameren.com and find the driver's ed stuff if it's something you're interested in. Or we have a lot of safety tips that come from these guys throughout the years. We welcome Ameren on the show a couple times a year.